By the way, you can text us anytime, 502-795-1997. Love when we get texts that aren't meant for us, and it looks like it's from a listener to her husband.
B says, good morning, sweetheart. I'm here.
Oh.
I hope you feel better today than yesterday.
Yes.
Have a great day.
Mm.
I cleaned the bathroom this morning for the showing today.
Oh.
This is how I'm starting today. And there's a picture of glasses with one of the lenses out.
Oh.
Struggle bus, right?
That is struggle bus.
Luckily, I have extra screws. I knew I had a screw loose somewhere. So I respond. Hey, sweetie. Thanks for cleaning the bathroom. We bet it looks great. Want to clean ours next? Love, Ben and Kelly. B. It's going to be a struggle seeing my computer today.
Yes.
Oh, well. Love you, doll.
Mm.
Love you too, doll.
Love you. And this is us communicating with...
Yes, B.
Yes, right.
Oh, crap. I thought this was my husband.
Oh, no.
Crying, laughing. Favorite text right of the morning. OMG! Actually, I don't have one. Crapola. You would have to see that, Ben.
Mm.
And I said, wait, you don't have a husband?
No.
It's like, actually, I don't have one. Oh, I had to copy and paste all that. Actually, I don't have one. Crapola. I am so embarrassed. You are killing me. Yes, and isn't he lucky? I don't understand.
Wow.
What don't we have? What don't we have? She's got a husband.
I don't think she has a husband.
This is great. I'm responding right now.
All right. That's great. Thank you for the wrong number text message.
Yes, but what don't you have? I need to know. She's got a husband. What doesn't she have?
We'll get to a text message that we got from Trish, who said, my stupid space phone wouldn't work yesterday. But I tried to send in that Ben singing hyped up and aggressively was my favorite thing on the radio this week.
Oh, that's great.
In car rider line currently, can you wish Harrison and all the kids at Highland Hills Middle a great last day?
Oh, love Harrison, have a great day.
Mm.
This is great. Mm. B says, I need group therapy to discuss the perils of texting the wrong person. Have a great day.
Ah, okay, great. Okay, thank you for that.
That is so great.
That is great. Love it.
We love you, B.
Kisses, XOXO.
Kisses, XO.
And that has been wrong number texts from B.
Tony says, new segment. This would be amazing.
99.7 DJX. I mean, could you imagine if we worked for a different type of radio station? Because typically our listeners are very polite and a little bit, even though some are unhinged, they're not unhinged in an aggressive way.
Right.
In a cute way, they're unhinged. If we worked for like a different radio station that had a different demographic, like a rock station, we might see a lot of different things.
Yes, we would.
See a lot of different things. Anyways.
We have one of those down the hall.
We do. Coming up next, we have a feel-good story on the way.
Yeah, a senior living community has a really great idea. It's a little program. They're calling it the Blessing Bike.
Cool.
Letting seniors enjoy the...
A bike?
Yes, and riding a bike, but not pedaling.
Oh.
I'll explain.
Okay.
It's great.
And then, thanks to Trish...
Yeah.
...in Mount Washington...
Yeah!
Sorry, I shortened your name. Trisha...
Yes.
...in Mount Washington.
Yes.
She was like, hey, whatever happened to the couple whose husband had this divorced coworker who was asking him to come over and fix things and help around?
Her personal handyman, and he liked the attention. She's all like, but should I be concerned about that?
Yeah, exactly. So we were all like, you know what? We haven't followed up on this person. So
no.
We did. We got a response. So that coming up here in just a few also on 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. We were just reading our wrong number text messages from our listener, B. And then we get a message from Heather who says, I was trying to send a spicy picture to my husband.
Oh.
accidentally posted it on my Snapchat story. I realized it immediately and deleted it, but a couple people actually saw it.
No!
Not exactly a wrong text, but similar. I nearly had a stroke. Why would Snapchat put the save and post button right next to each other?
Oh, wow.
I'm telling you, that's the danger that you get for using Snapchat as your texting method.
Yes.
If you just use like normal messaging or WhatsApp or something like that, you're not going to run into that issue of posting it for the world to see.
Oh, but. Heather.
That's so funny.
Oh, Heather, this is great.
That's so funny.
And
thank
by
you.
The way, circling back to B, mm-hmm. because she said, I don't have one. And we were like, what does that mean?
A husband? Yeah, do you not have a husband?
No, she's got a husband. She doesn't have a screw for her glasses.
Oh.
She's trying to fix your glasses.
Oh, my.
That was why she was on the struggle bus to begin the start of the day. One of the lenses popped out. Oh. She needs to. And she's like, crapola.
Oh, my. Crapola.
What am I going to do?
Oh, look at that. My glasses.
But she has a husband. Oh. And that's great. And the bathroom got cleaned for the showing. All is well.
Follow up with us, B. We'd love to go along on this journey with you.
Let us know how the showing goes.
All right. It's time for a feel-good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So there's a senior living community in Boise, Idaho.
Okay.
Giving residents a chance to experience bike rides again using a stable three-wheeled version and someone else pedaling.
Okay.
They call it the Blessing Bike.
Okay.
So the program kind of allows, you know, seniors with limited mobility to get out and enjoy the outdoors again.
Mm.
This was inspired, cooked up by a couple who wanted to take their 92-year-old mother out back in 2018, and it kind of grew into this nonprofit. Mm-hmm. And now provides passenger bikes to people who would otherwise not be able to bike.
Sometimes we'll just take it out and put it in the lobby like we have now, and they'll come and ask me, are we ready? Can we do it today? That kind of thing. It's a lot of fun. We have a lot of residents with limited mobility. They hop on and we go around the river. Oh, smiles, points, do you see that bird? Do you see the river? I know that by taking them out, I'm just making their day. It brings a lot of meaning to the work that I do from day to day. It takes me out of the grind and into the real feeling that our residents have and the joy that we can bring them.
Wow.
Isn't that cute?
All
and
right.
I just kind of pictured, like, she's kind of like a little... in one of those horse-drawn carriages, like the Cinderella carriage that you can see, like, yeah. around downtown. So she's got a little blanket on her, 90-year-old mm-hmm. Carol. She loves it. And they said even when it's colder outside, they take it for a spin inside the building.
Well, there you go.
And they're hoping to inspire other senior living centers to kind of adopt the same okay. kind of program because it's really great. They all love it.
All right, cool.
You can see what it is we're talking about at WDJX.com, brought to you by Next Gen Wellness.
JX.